Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy has hit out as 20 months on, €3 million announced for Donegal under the Children's Disability Services Grant Scheme has still yet to be paid out. There's widespread condemnation after racist graffiti appeared overnight in Strabane. The principal of St Bernadette Special School in Letterkenny has told an Oireachtas committee that it will be a disaster if schools like his are redesignated. And 120 cannabis plants have been seized in Derry and a man arrested. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15, followed by Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. First news, a Donegal deputy has hit out as 20 months on, €3 million announced for Donegal under the Children's Disability Services Grant Scheme has still yet to be paid out. The funding was announced with great fanfare in Letterkenny in October 2023 and it led to Donegal mother Denise McGahern expressing how she felt her son was used as a prop by government during a photo opportunity at the event. A total of four organisations in Donegal were promised funding. The Taoiseach just said today that he has been in conversation with the HSE on the matter. Simon Harris also proposed a meeting with Donegal Oireachtas members to discuss the funding impasse. Deputy Pearse Doherty, however, says that's not good. Enough.
You promised that you would make sure that it was being provided. Not just that it was sanctioned and released, but that it was being provided. None of these groups have got it. You're absolutely right. They have been in contact this week with the minister. I've got the letter here. You know what they've said? They need to reapply for shortlisting. Your ministers turned up to Donegal. They announced the project. One project got €3 million over a three-year period. Well-deserved, massive work that they're doing. Three-year period. The letter says it is not multi-annual. The funding has to be spent in 2025. That commitment is gone. The letter also said funding for the grant scheme is less than originally expected. That's why people have to apply. And it's not just the groups in Donegal. It is disgraceful. This is 20 months on. And this is emergency funding. Why? I don't know what we have to do to get this money released. But this commitment, when a government stands up for right or wrong and promises that disability services were getting X amount of money, then you need to deliver through in it. This letter tears up that commitment. You need to do more than just, you know, respond to me 3 months ago and then, you know, nothing's happened. Like, the communication is worse. They are seething at what is happening here. Parents are seething. It's just not good enough, Taoiseach. And I'm asking you for a commitment that you gave here in the Dáil. You said every eligible project, and there was 8 million values worth of them, 54 of them, should get the funding. I'm asking you to ensure that every single project, including the four that were announced in Donegal and the levels of funding that was announced for them, will get the funding that they need.
There's widespread condemnation after racist graffiti appeared overnight in Strabane. Immigrants Out was painted in red on the gable wall of a house in the Ballycolman area where a mother and her two children live. The Strabane Ethnic Community Association says such actions are not only despicable but also inhumane. The group's project manager, Camney Rayo, says the family have been left distressed.
I've known the family since they moved to Strabane 2 years ago. They're a lovely family, the mum and the two daughters. You can imagine, like, the state of shock that they are, never mind the rest of the Strabane community. It's a bit disturbing. They think that people would come, especially to a mother and her two daughters living there alone and to their house. So I have been over with them and they're very distressed. They're in absolute shock and they're very confused as well.
And I suppose Strabane has welcomed so many people from all over the world for many years, and to think now that this small minority group would effectively, they believe, take matters into their own hand is just totally unacceptable.
It's completely unacceptable. I myself, my father moved here to Strabane 40 years and, like, I don't think anything like this has ever happened in Strabane, and they think that people would take it upon themselves to try and start up trouble. This is not wanted in Strabane. Like, this is not a reflection of the people in Strabane, or it's not a reflection of the community. The community here in Strabane are so welcome. Like, we would hold loads of family events, and it's not just for ethnic minority families. It's the whole local community that come and attend. You can tell that the anger in the community now at the minute from all the local people, especially like living where the incident happened. Like everybody is just so angry. Like I'm sitting talking to you now and I'm physically shaking.
Local councillor Paul Boggs has echoed that sentiment. He says actions of those responsible does not reflect the views of the people of Strabane.
This is an absolutely disgusting hate crime which has happened in Strabane overnight. Racist graffiti being painted anywhere, particularly on a family home where people need to remember that behind those walls are human beings. They are people with lives, they are people that work here and that contribute towards our society and towards our community. And it is absolutely disgusting that they have now been subject to the fear and dread of living in their own home. And racism of this type, racism of all types, must be opposed, challenged, and it has to be stamped out at every opportunity. Residents and neighbours of this family are very much behind them. They support them. They are telling them that they are safe here in this community, that they want them to remain here in this community, and that they play a valuable role, and that they want them to continue to be able to do that safely and free from fear of intimidation going forward.
And that support from the local community is vital for that family that's affected, but also to drive out the ideas from these minority people that decide to deface a family home.
Absolutely, but it is a minority. It's a minority of people, very small-minded people, who feel that they have the authority to be able to brand Strabane as a community and as a town and as a place that is against immigration. That is not true. These actions do not speak for Strabane. They don't speak for the people of Strabane.
Well, police have confirmed that they are treating the incident as a racially motivated hate crime. They say inquiries are ongoing and are appealing to anyone with information to come forward. The principal of St Bernadette's Special School in Letterkenny has told an Oireachtas committee that it will be a disaster if schools like his are redesignated. John Harn was one of four principals who addressed the Committee on Education and Youth today to express concern at a department suggestion that admission arrangements and protocols surrounding schools catering for children with mind and intellectual disabilities be changed. The principal said they fear this will pit their schools against other schools geared towards more profound disabilities to the detriment of both. John Harn stressed that their schools play a very specific role.
We are getting children within our designation, within the mild range. Okay. Because I suppose maybe they know that St Bernadette's is a school for children with a mild general learning disability. Little Angels, it's a school for moderate, severe and profound in Letterkenny. We're going to have a waiting list very soon, which we've never had in our history. And our school is going to have 125 students in September. So we're coming very close to capacity. We're getting loads of applications from the students that should be coming to us.
The Sinn Féin TD claims Ireland is operating an apartheid regime when it comes to visas. It's after GAA Palestine said a number of its players and mentors who were due to come to Ireland this month have been denied access. Taoiseach Simon Harris told The Dáil it's crucially important that proper checks are carried out on children travelling here with adults who are not their parents and said an appeals process was open to the team. But Sinn Féin TD Thomas Gold says the same immigration rules would not be applied to Israelis.
Israeli citizens do not need a visa to enter Ireland to stay up to 90 days for tourism, visiting family, friends or attending business. So in other words, there's an apartheid operating now in this country as well, where people in Palestine, who Israel consider part of Israel, need to jump through every hoop in the book to get into this country, where Israeli citizens, and that's from the Department of Justice.
One of the leaders of the Orange Order has described effigies of migrants on a bonfire in Tyrone as unacceptable. The fire in Moygashel is to be lit tonight and depicts a boat with mannequins wearing life jackets along with a sign saying stop the boats. Some have defended it, describing it as a political statement. General Secretary of the Orange Order, Mervyn Gibson, doesn't support the display.
Something like a boat of immigrants on top of a bonfire, I don't think is acceptable.
George Gibney is expected to be extradited to Ireland. The former Irish Olympic swimming coach was arrested in America and faces 79 historic sex offence allegations in Ireland. He was expected to fight his extradition but has dropped his appeal. Crime and security editor with the Irish Times is Conor Lally. He expects him to return to Ireland soon.
The first indication we got from him was that he was going to apply to be freed from prison pending the extradition request being processed. But those efforts have been dropped and indeed he has now told the court that he consents to being sent back to Ireland. So he has essentially said, through his lawyer to the court in Florida, he's not seeking to get bail anymore and he's willing to go back to Ireland. So that should happen very, very soon.
TUSLA's chief regional officer in the West and Northwest says their priority is to ensure that as many children in care as possible are placed with foster carers, and they're always on the lookout for more people to fulfil that vital role. The Child and Family Agency's annual report published this week shows that in 2024 there were 3,102 child protection and welfare referrals in Donegal, with 50 children taken into care, 43 of them for the first time. In total, there were 236 children in care in Donegal last year, 218 of them in foster care. Paddy Martin says Donegal's outlook is similar to the national picture.
Since TUSLA has emerged as a single agency for child protection and welfare, we've seen 121%. Increase in referrals over that 10-year period. The Donegal referral figures reflect that increase. I think over the last 5 years, we've seen an increase of approximately 1,000 referrals into the Donegal area, 236 children in care. But to say that the large percentage of those children in care in Donegal are in foster care, our vision is that it's up 90% of the bulk of children in care in foster care. There's 10 family resource centres in Donegal. Of course, there's a huge need in Donegal because of its level of deprivation, etc. We do work hard towards having very few children on our books unallocated, and where they're unallocated, they're certainly monitored and prioritised.
If people are interested in fostering, it's something I'm sure you'd be very happy to pursue.
But just to say, Donald, we have 145 foster carers currently in Donegal, and we're always looking for new foster carers. If people are listening, they can ring 1-800-226-771. That's our fostering helpline where we can arrange information sessions and information related to people who want to be foster carers. And I can say that the area of Donegal, its number one service priority for this year is the recruitment and retention of foster carers.
Around 120 cannabis plants have been seized in Derry. It follows a search of a property in the Ardkill Road area of Ardmore at around 12 noon yesterday. A 29-year-old man was subsequently arrested. Police are continuing to appeal to anyone with information in connection with suspected drug activity or drug dealing to contact them.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest's leading supplier for GAA clubs, at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and British and Irish Lions head coach Andy Farrell says his players still have the chance to impress him with the start of their series with Australia fast approaching. Owen Farrell has been named on the bench for their final warm-up match against an Australian and New Zealand invitational side on Saturday. Ireland's Tadhg Beirne, he captains the team. Meanwhile, fullback Blair Kinghorn could recover from injury in time to play some part against Australia in the first test. Jamie Osborne's been called up as cover. And elsewhere, uncapped Connacht centre Hugh Gavin will start for Ireland in Saturday's test against Portugal on foot of Jamie Osborne's call-up to the British and Irish Lions. Kelvin Nash comes into the replacements at 23. Jack Crowley will start at out half for Ireland's second summer tour match. And Alex Kendall will make his first appearance for Ireland in the back row, while Tom Ahern, Cian Prendergast and Shane Bolton also come in to start. In Gaelic Games, Wicklow have confirmed that Oisín McConville will stay as their football manager for two more years. The Armagh legend has been linked with a number of vacancies this summer, but he's committed to another term with the Tailteann Cup semi-finalists. And Derry, they are searching for a new football manager after Paddy Talley brought the curtain down on his reign after one season in charge. 2025 was a difficult year for the Oak Leaf County as they suffered relegation from Division 1 of the league and failed to win a match in the Ulster or All-Ireland Championships. On the pitch tonight in the All-County Leagues, All-County Division 2, Dunlow, they play Milford. That one starts at 7:45. All-County League Division 4, St Eunan's play Naoimh Connell. That one starts at 7:30. Well, sticking with Gaelic games and ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland semi-final, Oisín Kelly will take this evening's score programme on the road to Cairndonagh GAA Club. He'll be joined by 2012 All-Ireland winners Ryan Bradley and Declan Walsh, plus members from Cairndonagh, Mallon, Buncrana and Naoimh Padraic clubs. That's the score live from Inishowen after the 7 o'clock news this evening. Moving on to soccer, in Derry City, they've confirmed that Pat Hooban has left the club and joined NIFL Premiership side Glentoran on a permanent contract. The 33-year-old arrived at the Brandywell at the start of last season and finished the year as the club's top goalscorer with 15 goals in 37 appearances. On the pitch tonight, St Patrick's Athletic hopes a win in Europe can help kickstart their season. FC Hegelmann of Lithuania go to Richmond Park in the first leg of their Conference League qualifier. The Saints haven't won since the end of May. Kickoff tonight is 7:45. And at 8 o'clock, the Women's Euros this evening hosts Switzerland. They play Finland. Norway, they take on Iceland. They're the final round of matches in Group A. In other news, Arsenal's new signing Christian Norgaard says he's getting the chance to live his dream by playing in the Champions League. The midfielder has joined from Brentford in a deal expected to rise to £15 million. And former Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson has left Ajax with immediate effect. Reports suggest the 35-year-old could now make a return to the Premier League. In golf, Ireland's Leona Maguire is top of the leaderboard at the fourth women's major championship of the season. The Cavan woman carried an opening round of 65 at the Evian Championship and is the joint clubhouse leader. She had a hole-in-one today at her second hole. American Andrea Lee and Gabriel Ruffles, they're also on 6 under par. England's Charlie Hull was forced to pull out of that championship in the first round because of illness. The 29-year-old had completed 12 holes of this year's fourth major before she was taken from the French course on a stretcher. And Patrick Harrington, he carried an opening round of 69 to sit in 1 under par at the Scottish Open. He's 5 shots off the leaders with 3 players on the top of the leaderboard and 6 under par. Rory McIlroy is currently on the course. He's level par after 12 holes of his first round. In cycling, Ireland's Ben Healy has won Stage 6 of the Tour de France this afternoon. The 24-year-old covered the 201.5 kilometres between Bayeux and Vire Normandy in a time of 4 hours, 24 minutes and 10 seconds. Healy, whose father hails from Cork, is the 7th Irish cyclist to win a stage on the Tour. Matthew Van de Poel, he remains in the yellow jersey. In tennis, Amanda Anisimova has stunned top seed Aryna Sabalenka in today's first of today's women's semi-finals at Wimbledon. The 13th seed broke the world number one 3 times in the deciding set to earn her place in her first ever Grand Slam final. She'll now face either Switzerland's Belinda Bencic or former world number one Iga Świątek in the decider. That last four clash is just getting underway on centre court. Well, don't forget that Oisin Kelly will have the score this evening from Cairndonagh GAA Club. That's the score live after the 7 o'clock news. Is back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, warm sunny spells this evening, remaining dry tonight with clear spells, though some areas of mist and fog will develop, mild with temperatures of 12 or 13 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, a Donegal deputy has hit out as 20 months on, €3 million announced for Donegal under the Children's Disability Services Grant Scheme has still yet to be paid out. The funding was announced with great fanfare in Letterkenny in October 2023 and it led to Donegal mother Denise McGahern expressing how she felt her son was used as a prop by government during a photo opportunity at the event. There's widespread condemnation after racist graffiti appeared overnight in Strabane. Immigrants Out was painted in red on the gable wall of a house in the Ballycolman area where a mother and her 2 children live. The principal of St Bernadette Special School in Letterkenny has told an Oireachtas committee that it will be a disaster if schools like his are redesignated. John Harn was one of 4 principals who addressed the Committee on Education and Youth today. And around 120 cannabis plants have been seized in Derry. It follows a search of a property in the Ardkill Road area of Ardmore at around 12 noon yesterday. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Inishowen, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit Unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. Our focus of attention is the Inishowen Agricultural Show. To find out more, I've been speaking to the chairperson of the show committee, Charlie Doherty. Charlie, many thanks for joining us on Highland Radio as we look forward to the Inishowen Agricultural Show, which takes place on Saturday week. That's July the 19th. And significantly, it's the oldest agricultural show in Ireland. That's some distinction to have.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're going we're going now to our 111th year. We moved to a new site about 8 years ago to try and expand the show a bit, and it just made all the difference, in fairness. We've had to expand with more room, with more car parking facilities, and the show's just getting bigger and bigger.
So tell us, where's the location for people who may not be familiar with Carndonagh?
Well, the location is Riversdale in Carndonagh. It's just right next door to Carndonagh GA Club, so it is fairly accessible as far as directions and roads and stuff, and everything will be well signposted on in the build up to the show as well.
It's grown quite a bit in recent years. Of course, we have the usual livestock competitions, a major feature of the day. The home industry exhibitions, always very popular. There's arts and crafts, children's events, and I know you're going to have a big marquee there, the home industry exhibitions. There's a lot of entries.
Listen, our home industry is just a standalone thing. I mean, I don't think there's a show in the country would have something like it, to be honest with you. You know, I was chatting to my home industry secretary this morning, and she still tells me there are over 1,300 entries, you know, in that one marquee. You know, there's probably got to 200 exhibitors at that, and we're looking at a 6,000 square foot marquee to hold all the stuff. You know, you're going from your baking to your pictures, your arts and crafts. It's just a serious range of classes. It's a job on its own, you know, on top of our cattle, 100 cattle, 400 sheep, 300 horses, poultry, goats, dog shows, pet shows.
And because of the fact that it's been so successful, be it local people or families and friends, relatives, indeed visitors, a lot of people make this an annual outing.
Well, there's a lot of people, older generation, would not meet. Show day is always a place where they met. They got their cup of tea, their food, whatever. No, it's just it's a lovely day, family day out for all ages. No, and there is some in the field for all ages. You have your machinery stands, car stands, plows, tools, open mic on during the day. Anybody wants to try out a bit of singing and live music most of the day. When we pushed it out now, we're going for a big band now, a rhythm and stick band. It'll be on an evening time and push on to late. We have amusements there for the younger children. We also have a wee kid disco on the Friday night, the night before the show, from 6:30 to 8:00. So it's always a very good event for the younger generation. We also added tug of war, an afternoon event as well. So that will probably be men's, women and mixed. We'll see how you can just enter on the day.
Behind the scenes, Charlie, there's been an awful lot of hard work, which I suspect has dated back almost to probably the day after last year's one finished.
Well, that's just the way it is. You might get a wee bit of a break. It takes you 2 months, 3 months to get read up after the show, finalising wee bits and pieces. You might get a wee bit of a lull, but once Christmas is over again, you're back at it again for planning for July. As far as committee members, everyone's in the field this Saturday. You know, you're in most nights next week. And you've a full weekend next weekend, you know. So only for volunteers and committee helpers, you just couldn't do it.
And no doubt, every year there are new classes, new sections. I note there this year you've got the new commercial sheep section, a €600 prize fund there, and I suppose that's typical of the way it's constantly evolving.
Oh, listen, you have to keep moving because there's people out there putting a lot of money towards sheep and cattle. You know, there's cattle. There's big value cattle coming to this field on Saturday week, you know, and we won't get them to the field unless we put in the prize money. So, but only for our sponsors and things like that, we couldn't do it. That wouldn't be possible. Without sponsorship, we couldn't keep going. You have to keep adding to the show all the time. You know, we have a new thing coming in the year. A woman, she's actually Suzanne Robinson. style, the colour. She's over 10,000 followers on Instagram. A personal stylist, life coach. She's going to be doing talks on and off during the day in her business enterprise tent. It's just, we're trying to cater for everybody in the field.
It costs a lot of money to run things like this. You've mentioned the sponsors, and also you have fundraisers during the year, and often there's a big raffle or a big prize to be won for some lucky person.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, as I say, we made the call last year. It was the first year we'd done a raffle, and it's just the way the cost of things at the minute. You know, I mean, I'm saying that 6,000 square foot marquee, that's just one of seven marquees we've in the field. We have a lot of cost, so we decided to do this quad draw, and it was a good success last year, so we thought we'd give it another go of the year. It's going well so far. We will be selling on the day. We'll do another few shows later on, and the draw will be later on, and I think it's the 15th of November, you know, so, and that's normally a kind of a night out for all our helpers or committee and people to get to.
And just give us the details again, where it's on, the times that it's open, is there an admission fee?
Yeah, it's Saturday 19th of July, Riversdale, Carndonagh. The gates will open around 9 o'clock to the public. We're trying to work it at €13 a head, but kind of 25 per couple, and then a family pass of €30. Well, we'll be doing family passes at the gate as such. We know the cost of living, everything, all, you know, has gone up the whole time. We want to try and live it as best we can, price-wise, for a family to come in and have a good day. You know, there's plenty on the field. There's amusements for them. There's ice cream vans, coffee vans, skating vans. You know, everything's there. We're trying to cover everything. You know, the beer tent in the corner, if you want to stay on a bit long. I mean, at €13, you can be still on the field at 11 o'clock at night for that. You know, we're not putting you out of nothing. You know, and another thing I forgot to mention there, we have come in the year, and I think it's just the timing of it, and everything would be, it should be a good attraction, is we, for young children and everybody, families, we have the Angle Celt Cup coming on display on the day. Like anything else, only for funding and stuff, no, I would like to thank our own Donegal County Council and its members for a bit of support, and also the Department of Rural Community Development Minister Dara Cleary for that funding that most shows is getting out at the minute, but only for them bits and pieces of funding. We're already planning for 112th. Now at this stage, we're hoping, you know, these new classes, we want feedback. Even we're putting out a wee flyer of the year for a bit more feedback from the public. You know, is there classes we're missing? You know, so, no, because we want to try and cater for everything if we can.
And Charlie, so many people involved, so many volunteers. You want to extend a big, big thanks to anybody who helped out in any way, and I suppose a number of people in particular.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just say, if anything else, getting help for all these events to keep that many people, different classes, different sections in the field. I mean, we're looking at a 20-acre site between our car park and our field, so it takes a lot of people to cover that area as such, get people. I'd like to thank Inishowen Rugby Club for coming on board many years ago to look after our car park as such for us, and then also to Wilson Moore for the use of his premises, his fields. Nothing's ever a problem with him on the day, in fairness, or just the general volunteers who comes, might only do 3 hours at a pay box, but without them the show couldn't keep going.
And that was Charlie Doherty, the chairperson of the Inishowen Agricultural Show. Finally, agriculture emissions fell by 1.7% in 2024, with the decrease primarily due to a reduction in cattle numbers. That's according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Inishowen, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 10th of July. The death has taken place of Neil Crumlish, Mossy Glen, Lakemie. Neil's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to his sister Nuala's home at Three Trees, Quigley's Point. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St. Columbus Church, Ballinacrae, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on Emil McLaughlin's Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Cahill Charles Patton, Ballyboe, Convoy, reposing at his late residence until rosary at 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until rosary at 9. Leaving his late residence on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church Convoy for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in St Mary's Old Cemetery Convoy. Mass can be viewed online via Kelly's Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Oncology Day Unit, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Director's. The death has occurred of John Callaghan, Moness, Burt. John's remains are reposing at his home. Removal on Saturday morning at 10:15, going to St. Angus's Church, Burt, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. And the death has occurred of Mary Rowe, Nae McKinney, Drumhaggart, Burnfoot. Mary's remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St. Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.